Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our fine style.
Welcome back, 34 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Ted Fisherman back on the show. Ted is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 11 years he's been hanging out with us now. And he's a very prolific writer, a global thinker. He's the author of a couple of really important books. Shock of Gray is his last one. It's all about the aging of the world's population. Just a fascinating book. And then, of course, his standard, the gold standard on what to think about China Inc., which I'm glad to say we helped him launch both of these on the show. Ted Fisherman, welcome back to the show.
So glad to be with you. Yes, that's true. Both books were launched on the show, and you're an early advocate and continue to be. Thank you, Ted.
Absolutely. No, I quote, I mentioned both of your books all the time in my work and in discussions with people. They've informed me on many levels. Ted, you recently returned from a fortnight in China. And I know you go back from time to time you don't have to report inside your head, right? You can go ahead, you can get the goods while you're there. And what did you discover? What was the first thing when you got there? What was the thing that hit you that maybe not that you didn't expect, but it was most profound from when you were there before?
The most profound change in China right now is a political change which is reverberating through the economy, and that is the current leadership's desire to roll back the clock in a way that will give the party more and more control over the economy. The Chinese market reform from the beginning had been an effort to open the economy and to let the genius of the Chinese people percolate.
They got 300 million middle class over there, the size of the United States. That would be a great nucleus to let that culture evolve over there.
Well, they sure do, and they've got 150 million small businesses,
right?
That have started since the era of market reform, or at least exist now. Who knows how many have started? Probably a billion. But right now the government wants to reassert the state sector. So as you know, everything in China was owned by the nation before market reform began.
Controlled by the Communist Party.
That's right, and every single business was a government business. Well, that got rolled back to 40% of the economy, and now the government wants a big push to grow the big state-owned industries, to consolidate them, and to make it back around 60% or more of the economy, which gives the party more control.
What do you think?
People are dependent on it, the more they'll be tied to the party.
Were they seeing the dangers that were heading toward their paradigm way of thinking, their paradigm of the Communist Party? Were they seeing that in jeopardy when people are exposed to markets and entrepreneurship?
I don't know whether it was that. As the middle class grows, it gets a little more willing to assert itself, and that certainly had happened in China. The protests were growing among middle class. The political power of the middle class was growing. But I think in China, there's less willingness to kind of ride the tiger, so to speak, because, market economy has a lot of uncertainty in it, and China's economy is not performing as well as it had.
Right.
If you look at the nominal rates of growth in China over the last 30 years, they've been between 11% and 25% a year, which is just astounding.
Which is
never happened in the history of the world. Yeah, but now it's down to 2%. So what does the government do?
Is it really that low? I didn't realize it had gotten.
It's that low if you look at the nominal rates. Taking into account the levels of the currency and other things. And so the government thought, well, maybe unrest is brewing. How do we solidify the strength of the party and the state?
So they
One
felt
way
like
is to push into the economy.
So they felt like that with the economy off like that, they weren't going to be able to sustain everything that they had before. And when the unrest happened, they didn't want that to just not be controlled. They wanted to exert some aggression before the unrest would happen.
That's right. That's a good description of it. And I think part of it is the mentality of the current leadership, which really has no stomach for uncertainty. You know, one of the interesting things about the past few leaders is they were willing to tolerate a lot of uncertainty as long as it fed the growth. But right now the feeling is that uncertainty is a kind of danger to stability and maybe most importantly a danger to the power that the party holds.
So when we come back, folks, I'm going to get Ted to talk to us about what this last report, this report he just gave us, what those circumstances, that scenario, what that will mean for America, for the United States, for the West, let's just say the West. And we're going to talk about the business climate over there. We're going to talk about some intellectual property. And I'm going to talk about the difference between freedom and liberty. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.